You know, every week, guys, we get leadership lessons from Coach Larry. Larry O'Brien is he's the chief learning officer for Mendoza and O'Brien. He gives us tips that helps any manager become an effective leader. With no further ado, let's get our leadership lesson from Coach Larry.
This week's topic is about time wasters. We all have them. Don't you just love it when you're drowning in tasks and someone says to you, if only there were more hours in the day, or if only there were two of you? That's not very helpful. But wait, what if I told you that you can create more time in the day, or that there can be two of you, or more? Well, hold on to that thought for a while. I remember when I first got promoted, like many people, I went from being a team member to being the team leader. It turns out my new role was in title only because based on my behavior, I kept on doing all the same things that I used to do. After all, doing those things are the things that got me promoted. Was it the intention of our VP to promote me in title only? No. As a matter of fact, she shared her expectations that I would delegate my duties to the team. Still, I resisted, and this resulted in me taking on more of my own work and projects, and in addition, being responsible for the work of others. Not to mention the fact that we were expecting our first baby, and I was enrolled in a master's program at UNF. Go Ospreys. So what changed? I remember very clearly I was running from meeting to meeting. My team was basically waiting at my desk because they were waiting on me to get my tasks done so that they could get done what they needed to do. I had had it. What am I doing? Why am I doing everything? Can't anyone make a decision around here? Well, no, they can't. Why? Because I never made the shift from being an individual contributor to a leader. Mentally and in practice, and I finally hit rock bottom. I realized that I was making all the decisions on the team. While I started to delegate tasks, I was not delegating authority or decision-making along with it. And if you do that, you are not truly delegating. You are just having people do stuff for you. Even more importantly, you are not developing critical thinking skills and decision-making skills of the future leaders in the organization. So today I want to share with you a model which will actually create time and it will actually create two or more of you. It's called the Decision Tree and it's from Susan Scott's book, Fierce Conversations. And this is how it works. Follow this approach and you will find that you have more time on your hand while simultaneously developing others. So here it goes. Essentially, there are four types of decisions and we can use the metaphor of the tree. These types of decisions should be clearly communicated to the person doing the task or responsible for the project when you delegate the task to them. The first level of decisions are called leaf decisions. Leaf decisions are decisions that should be made by your direct report, and they don't need to report their decision back to you. When you delegate the task, go over scenarios, examples of these types of decisions. Make it clear the decisions that they should make. And as bad as this may sound, if they don't make the decision or they tell you the decision they made after the fact, tell them, hold them accountable, revisit the process with them. After all, we are trying to make time for you. The second level of decisions are branch decisions. These decisions are a little more significant and more significant to a tree. The rule for this level of decision making is that your direct report makes the decision, they execute the decision, and they tell you after the fact. Again, with your direct report, review the scenarios and types of decisions that fall into this category, the branch decision category. The third level of decisions are trunk decisions. In this situation, the direct report makes the decision and informs you of the decision before taking action. This might be the toughest one of all because it requires you to give up your control. You can advise or coach, but ultimately they decide. So be very careful when you're going over what are trunk decisions and what are not. The final level are root decisions. These are decisions that, if they have negative outcomes, can impact the life of the tree or the organization in this case. In these types of decisions, you discuss the decision with your direct report. You discuss it with as many people as possible, and you make the decision together. So what are you waiting for? This week, I want you to analyze the decisions that are being made and push them out to the leaves as much as possible. Once you do this, I will guarantee you, you will find that you have more time for other, more strategic work. And you will also notice that people are more engaged because they are taking ownership of their own work. Back to you.
Oh, Coach Larry, another winner. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. I don't know what we'd do without Coach Larry, but I can tell you what, as a leader, I'm more effective as a result. And anytime you want to listen to past episodes of Coach Larry, you just go to PeteTheJobGuy.com. And under Weekly Contributors, there's a whole section, and I have each one of Larry's. You don't have to listen to the whole Hard Worker show. You can go right to Larry's segment like a lot of people do. I even had one of my clients tell me that they listen to Coach Larry's segment with his other leaders. He's like a director, and he has managers that work for him, and he brings, and they all listen to Coach Larry's segment, and they talk about how they can apply that each week. It's pretty cool. But if you ever want to just reach out to Larry directly, Larry trains all around the world. He's a coach. He does it in both English and Spanish. Just go to MendozaandO'Brien.com and reach out to Larry.